The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
The Pharisees approached Jesus and asked, "Is it lawful for a husband to divorce his wife?" They were testing him. He said to them in reply, "What did Moses command you?" They replied, "Moses permitted a husband to write a bill of divorce and dismiss her." But Jesus told them, "Because of the hardness of your hearts, he wrote you this commandment. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh." So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no human being must separate. In the house, the disciples again questioned Jesus about this. He said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." And people were bringing children to him that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he became indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not prevent them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Amen, I say to you, whoever does not accept the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it." Then he embraced them and blessed them, placing his hands on them. The Gospel of the Lord.
In the story of creation, one of these significant moments is when God notices that the human person is better when he is not alone. In this work of creation, God creates man and woman and makes them the great stewards of creation. This stewardship of creation points us toward the true nature of the sacrament of marriage. It's between a man and a woman, ordered toward unity, love, children, and the good of the world. God has created us to care for the community of believers. We were created for each other. We were created to love each other. And we were created to point each other toward the heavenly kingdom. And so the sacrament of marriage is tied into all of God's creation. He made man and woman to live in harmony for the good of the world. Live in love, commitment, and peace. Make your life, your soul, your body a gift of self to your spouse. And this community of love between husband and wife with the plan of God is a great witness to the world. Can we live in this kind of harmony and peace with all people? Can we love and serve and offer our lives as a living sacrifice to God? St. Paul speaks of this in his letter to the Romans. He says, "Make your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, your spiritual worship. Don't conform yourselves to the will of this age, but be transformed by the renewal of your minds, that you may know what is the will of God, what is good and pleasing and perfect." the will of this age versus the will of God. This is the first struggle of course, of Adam and Eve. They are faced with the first temptation that says, you can be like God. It says, go ahead and do your own will. Conform to the will of the devil, to the will of this age, to the will of your own desires. What did we lose then at the very moment of original sin? We lost our ability to discern the will of God. Or at least we lost the ability to do it easily. We lost the ability to see the will of God clearly because there's so much other stuff that now confuses and fogs and blinds us. We can do the will of God and discern it, but it isn't easy. And so St. Paul says, we now must be transformed by the renewal of our minds. We have to be, in other words, he's saying we have to be constantly on a path of conversion. Saying to God, I need you. Forgive me. Guide me. Strengthen me. Give me what I need to see you and see your will. That is why in our time we need true witnesses of faith, love, and commitment to the will of God. Those living the sacrament of marriage can be powerful witnesses, and they can guide society toward peace. But witnesses come in all forms, of course, not just within marriage. Every baptized person here and throughout the world is part of the plan of salvation. So how will you live your life? How will you live your marriage? Your baptismal calling, will you live it according to the will of God? How will we do this? Learn to discern the will of God. This is a daily thing, daily way of praying. We are confronted with the will and attitudes and ideas of this modern age every day. Some of it is good and some of it is evil. So, the things we know, daily prayer, relationship with God, knowing the will of God for our lives, this is so important. And to be true witnesses of love for the world. Husbands and wives, in your love for God and your commitment to each other, show the world how to trust Jesus. Show the world how to trust the Lord who loves us. Even now, as God reveals to us the story of creation in these readings, husbands and wives can be great stewards of trust. Great stewards of trust for others around them. When we see you, husbands and wives, whether it has been a few months of marriage or 50 years of marriage or whatever the years, your committed love, living as best as you can the vows you professed to each other, saying to each other and to God that you will do this until you are both in heaven. That inspires us. It inspires us. and it gives us hope. This is part of your vocation. Husbands and wives, show us how to find God. Help us to see our way to heaven. Help us to know Jesus. Because of these readings, I'm maybe speaking more directly to married couples. Doesn't mean that I'm not speaking to everybody. So don't feel left out. I don't want to hear after Mass, "Father, why didn't you preach to me too?" If you're not hearing it, this really is for everybody. Because everyone's vocation, if you are baptized, is to find heaven and to help others find heaven. Today I encourage you to pray for all married couples here in our parish, throughout the archdiocese, throughout the world. Married couples trying so hard every day to live their vocation. It is not easy. And this is true for us all. It's not easy to say yes to God every day. But it is worth it. It's worth the fight. It's worth the prayer. It's worth making every effort. We must endure to the end. And Jesus is with you. He loves you. Jesus, be with us always until the end of the age. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.